Day 70, Hafizayim.
Hafizayim wants to know, what do you do when the machlokes? What do you do regarding Lashon Hara about machlokes? You hear now this machlokes, and you want to try to make peace. She gets off, she's knocking about, she say this, she say that, what do you do? Hafizayim says like this, the danger of becoming involved in a dispute is the following. It's often difficult to know which side is right. But one side sees it as a valid complaint, the other may see it as nonsense. As the saying goes, there's two sides to every story. How does one handle this kind of situation? As Chaim cautions us, ponder the matter carefully in accordance with the laws of halacha, and only then decide which is the bottom, then decide which side is the instigator of the strife. Apparently, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us to consult someone who is learned and with his guidance sift slowly and carefully through the information to determine if one of the disputants can be classified as a Baal Machlokes. This is not an easy task. If after examining the situation carefully we cannot determine which side is guilty, then we should refrain from coming about. Simple, if we can't see which side is right or wrong, stay out of it. It's not your job to fix up the situation. If, on the other hand, we have determined that one of the parties is a Baal Machlokes, and the Torah allows us to publicly voice our condemnation of this person as a means of convincing him to end the dispute. We are speaking specifically in a case where the Baal Machlokes will most likely back away from the battle when he realizes that public opinion is against him. On the other hand, if this person is impervious to public opinion, then there's no constructive purpose in publicly declaring him as a Baal Machlokes. And doing so would be considered speaking Lashon Hara. So basically we're saying, if by you could determine, first of all, which side is wrong, which side is instigating the fight, and second of all, by publicly going against him, he'll back down, then it's allowed, because then there's a purpose in publicly speaking against him. However, if he's not going to back down, then you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. Also, the Chavetz Chaim gives three additional prerequisites before speaking Lashon Hara against someone who is an instigator of machlokes. One must have accurate first-hand information regarding this dispute. There's no first-hand. It's not you heard from this guy, heard from that guy. First-hand. Second of all, one's intention must be strictly for a constructive purpose, and not because he happens to dislike this person. If previous animosity exists, one is not allowed to become involved. Third of all, if one can speak privately to the Baal Machlokes and convince him to desist, then this is the path which one is required to take. However, the Chavetz Chaim recognizes that in the case of a Baal Machlokes, rebuke may be a double-edged sword. By rebuking him in private, one may lose his status as an impartial party and become aligned in his instigator's mind with his enemies. The instigator may then move quickly to thwart any attempts to rebuke him publicly. If this scenario seems to be a real possibility, then one should not attempt to rebuke the Baal Machlokes in private. Basically, to be smart. If you see this guy, you can help the situation. Then help the situation. If you think it's not going to help, then don't get involved. Baruch Hashem. That was day 7. So now Baruch Hashem went in the Gemara. And we learn on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're in Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're going to start today from. Again, we're going to back up. We're going to start from the Tanur Rabbanan again, which is. The pasuk says
if the rotzeach leaves.
If the Ritzeh leaves the Arimek, what we said, then the Goal Adam is allowed to kill him. At least according to Moshitas, the regular things we go. Such a Eliezer, the Goal Adam comes. It's a mitzvah, it's a rishu, it's fine, listen. It's fine. That's what the Pasuk says. Then the Goal Adam is allowed to kill him. So that's what the Pasuk says. The Gemara says on that, Ainli Ella, there's not to be Ella only, I only know that you're allowed to kill him, the mazin, when he stepped out of the Ari Mikvah on purpose. when he stepped out of Ari Mikla, it's amazing. B'shogeg, if he stepped out of the Ari Mikla by mistake, me nine, from where do I know the Gual Hadam is allowed to kill him? He walked out by mistake. He wasn't thinking. He just walked out by mistake. Right? He's circling to those 2,000 amas, the beautiful fields and the orchards and the thing, and he walked out. Tamul Leimer, the pasuk comes to teach me a double terminology in Yatza Yetze. Mikamakam, in any case, if you leave, whether you're amazing or a shogeg, the double terminology tells me that you are liable to get killed. By the Gual Hadam. That's what the Gemara says. Good? Fine. Why is the problem? But we learned in a Braisa, not like this. What does the Braisa say? Obviously, speaking of someone who left the Ari Mikla, so a murderer who stepped out of the Ari Mikla. The Mazid, so we skip the parentheses. The Mazid Nara. The Mazid, if he steps out the Mazid Nara, he gets killed, you could kill him. The Shoge, if he stepped out by mistake, Gola, then he goes to Golas, which means you send him back into Golas. So we have a contradiction. First Bryce told me, we stepped out by mistake, you kill me, we kill him. The second Bryce says he goes to Golas. That is a contradiction in the Bryce's. First Bryce said, the Shoge, you kill him. Here it says you go to Golas, you don't kill him. It's a like cash, it's not a question. Why? Okay, Manda Omar, this is going like the Manda Omar, like the opinion that said we have all the Rashas that says Amrina that we say Dibre Torah. The Torah speaks. Kiloshim, like the terminology, but they other people. Meaning what? The Torah sometimes uses double terminology and it's okay. It's not that I could drush it for the extra word. It's normal. Right, Freddy has this Gemara a lot of times. You have this concept that there's always a man that Amar holds that you have no room to make drushes, specifically in this scenario. Right? I'm not saying always. I'm not saying you can never make drushes in the Torah because it says extra things. Specifically in this case, where it says a double terminology, the same word twice, there's no need to make a drush. It's normal. It's like people speak. Like sometimes people, someone tells, bring the Nitzilas Yidayim, bring the Maim HaFrayim water. Really, it's a double lie. Saying, bring the water, the after water, water. Right? Tell a guy, bring the Tilsi Dayan water. So you're saying, bring the water to wash your hands, water. Sometimes we also talk double. Sometimes. In English, you have so much. It says, it's normal to speak double. Sometimes you say the same word twice. So what about the Amar holds? The Torah speaks like that. And therefore what? Therefore, you have no room to make a drasha for the extra word Yatza Yates. Just because it said a double terminology. Not going to teach you if he stepped out b'shogeg, he gets killed. Even if you step out b'shogeg, you're not getting killed. That's what the Gemara wants to say. You have no room to make a drasha. So that's one. What's one brisa? How about this brisa? Command the Amr is like command the Amr that says, well, I mean, we don't say, Dibre Torah Kolashim and Adam. The Torah speaks like people. And therefore, you have room to make a drasha for an extra person. Which teaches me even a shaggy. Says the id yatsa yetsa. So if I hold, right, so if he goes out, so if I hold, he make a drasha for the double terminology. So I'll tell you, this one is talking about when he goes out on purpose, and this one is even when he's going out for shaggy. So even if you go out for shaggy, we can kill you. Because I'm making a drasha with an extra word, double terminology. So as you don't know, it says in Yatza Yetze, see, that's normal. So it just teaches me, someone who doesn't amaze him, you can kill him. So there's no extra word to teach me anything about someone who goes out and shows me like this. Simply, you always take the least chiddush. If you're making a drasha, when I read a pasuk, I always understand, I take it to the smallest level. So the pasuk says you step out, you go, we kill you. Who's it talking about? I'll show you who are amazing. If you read, Fred, you read the pasuk and it says, you step out, you go to Golas. Who do you say is going on? You stepped up, amazing or Bashayu?
You step out, you go to Golas.
colors.
So if you step out, we kill you. And you ask the Yasin?
I would think the Mason.
Mason? Why? Because that's logical. And then he stepped out on purpose. You kill him. We wouldn't jump to the conclusions, correct? So we only know to say B'shayu is only if you also have an extra word. But according to the opinion that says there's no extra word, that's all. If there's no extra word, then you don't go to Golos. Then if there's no extra word, then we can't kill the person in the case of Shayu. That's what Stamara said. Amar Abaye. What does Abaye say? Mistabra is logical. Kemem Da'al means Keman the Amar. It's logical to say like the one who says. Different term, the Torah speaks Kalashim and Adam. Which means it's logical to say that we do not kill you if you stepped out beside you. That's logical. It's logical that we do not. It's logical to go with the opinion. The Torah speaks like people, which means.
Mistabra is logical?
Yeah. Like a svar, like Mistabra is logical to say. Keman Da'amar, that says. That the different Torah, the Torah speaks like Hashem, which means that if you kill Mishagig, if you go out Mishagig, then we don't kill you. Why? In order, Shalayah Hei Saifai, should it be that the end, Chamor, is more strict than Chilas? I mean, it shouldn't be that the end, you're stepping out from Galus by mistake, is more strict than your beginning, you're killing by mistake. Does it make sense? Meaning what? Matri Lassan, what is it? Just like in the beginning. The Mezen Nerak, if you kill someone on purpose, you get killed. Bishagi, if you kill someone Bishagi, Galus, you go to Galus. Absolutely, so too, also the end, when you just stepped out of Galus. The Mezen Nerak, Bishagi, if you kill the Mezen, you get killed. Kill Bishagi, we should send you back to Galus. Let's see Rashi on this.
So according to that opinion, it's really supporting that the Torah was written in the ways of Bnei Adam.
And therefore, in this case, for sure, it would come out that you do not kill. If you step out to show you, you don't kill. Let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Sofer, right across from the Gilyan Hashas, the Gilyan Hashas on the right side, it will say, Sofer Chamer Mitzchila, say the end. It doesn't make sense to say the end is more strict than the beginning. What's the end? Sofei. It says that when he left Chutzlat Chum and he stepped out of the Chum. Chila said, what was the beginning? Ritzicha, the murder. So what's Rashi, what's the Gemara trying to say? That it doesn't make sense that when he killed by mistake, then you tell him, go to Golos. And that's your punishment. You can go to Golos, you deserve Golos. But now, when he just stepped out of line by mistake, now you kill him? If he actually killed somebody by mistake, say, oh, it's okay, just go to Golos. Now let's say the guy just stepped out. So he's in his punishment. Just stepped out of Golos by mistake. Doesn't make sense that all of a sudden his little mistake now stepping out of Golos, he should get killed for it. Originally, he killed by mistake. You tell him, don't kill him. It was by mistake. So now, doesn't make sense, and now you should tell me he stepped out, you should kill him. Doesn't make sense for you stepping out of line to be more strict than killing somebody. Now, that's what I'm saying. Doesn't make sense your end, which you just stepped out of line, should be more strict than killing somebody. Good? That's what you learned? Fine. So basically, what do we call this, Kumar? We have Machlaika, someone who steps out of the Arim Mikla B'Shagi in two braises. One braise says you step out by mistake, you get killed. There's an extra word. The other braise says you don't get killed, there's no extra word. The Gemara says, Rabbi says it's logical to say you step out of line, you don't get killed. But it's not logical to say that you're stepping out of line makes you get killed, and killing someone doesn't get you to get killed. That is the Gemara of Abai. That's the Gemara of. That's his Gemara. Good. Next Gemara. Tani Chada. We learned in one braisa. Av. Shahar Agumai, Chas Shalom, a father kills a child. Naset loy goel hadat. So a different child will become to him a goel hadat. If the father falls off a ladder and kills Reuben by mistake, then Shimon, Reuben's brother, could go and kill his father. Pretty crazy. Now, obviously, over here, we're not talking about the father was hitting the son and he died. He said that there's no goals, right?
It wasn't on purpose. In the case of the father was climbing a ladder, and he fell down and he died. He fell down and killed his son.
It wasn't during a mitzvah.
It wasn't if he was hitting him or something. The father stopped, fell off the ladder. Mm-hmm. So a father who fell off a ladder, killed his son. The other son of the ladder killed his father now, be the goal or die. You got there, Baron? Fine. Mm-hmm. So again, Av Shaharig B'nai, Na'as Allah, he becomes to him, he's a different son, will become to him, Gol Adam, he will become the Gol Adam, and he will have the mitzvah, he was supposed to kill his father. The Tanya Edom, we learned it in another braisa. In B'nai, Na'as Allah, Gol Adam. The son does not become to him, to his father, a Gol Adam, which means the son is not allowed to kill his father. The father pulls his ladder, kills Reuben. The other brother is not allowed to kill him. In Benoit Nasla Goylada. Nachon with two braises. One braise says the other son, the other brother, should kill the father. The other says, no, you shouldn't kill him. Nachon? So Lema, let us say, ha, this, meaning this braise is Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. This braise is Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Right?
It says that he doesn't kill.
Who says that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says in our Mishnah that it's a mitzvah to kill,
so
therefore
kill.
You should yes kill your father because it's a mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili said in our Mishnah. Huh? Rabbi Yossi HaGlili said in our Mishnah, it's a mitzvah for the Gol Hadam to kill the murderer. See, even if it's your father, we're very sorry, but it's a mitzvah. You gotta kill him.
Go kill
your father. That's the, if it's a mitzvah to kill him. So we hear this Gemara said. It should seem to be Rabbi Yossi HaGlili at this point that the Gemara wants to say that you should kill your father. The hug, this price that says you shouldn't kill him, is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva who told us in the earlier Gemara, in the previous Gemara, that it's only A, you only have permission to kill him. The Gol Hadam only has permission to kill the murderer. So if it's your father, obviously you shouldn't kill him. If it's a mitzvah for the Gol Hadam to kill the murderer, even if it's your father, today's mitzvah is kill your father. It's just a rishus, it's just you have permission. So if it's your father, don't kill him. That's what I was going to assume. Like, what did they say, like everybody's saying? He killed his son. The father fell off the ladder and killed his son, Reuben. So now, his other son, Shimon, is supposed to go and kill his father, maybe. Then why is he not going to
kill
him?
Who's
the killer? Fine. I'm Kalisa.
No,
but
he's also going
to
die.
I'm going to die. Say it,
fine.
His
son,
he's also a Gol Adam. First of all, we have to know. If there's a mitzvah, the Gemara is not going to stay with this. But this is what the Gemara holds. If there's a mitzvah, sometimes the mitzvah, not listen to your father, not violently top 10 commandments. The father, tell the person kid to be Mechal Shabbos. His father said, I command you to be Mechal Shabbos, a desperate Shabbos. The son's supposed to listen? But we violate the top 10. In this case, it's not. Points, Hashem comes first. Here also. Usually Hashem tells you honor your father. Here Hashem tells you kill your father. Whatever Hashem says. Hashem usually honor your father. If it's a mitzvah, then you have to kill him. Today's mitzvah is to kill your father. That's your mitzvah. That's what Hashem wants. We do whatever Hashem wants, not only by what we think it makes sense. Everything. Why is not going to stay with this? Why is it going to come off better? Like everybody's saying here, it doesn't make sense. Why is it going to bring a bribe so you can't kill your father? Unless he's trying to convince people to do up a desire. That's the only time you can kill your father. But until then, no matter what he does wrong, you can't kill your father. Unless he's making people go against Hashem. Like everybody said, the Gemara is going to say it. So right now, we want to say this. The braisa that says you should kill your father is because it's a mitzvah. For the Gola and Apostle, you got to do a mitzvah. The braisa that says you can't kill your father, because it's just an opportunity, it's a permission for the Gola and Dam, or Redeemer of Blood, to kill the murderer and say, here, it's your father. It's probably not the nicest thing to do to kill your father, so you shouldn't do it because the Torah says don't hurt your father. It was just you have the opportunity. On one, it's the opportunity to kill the murderer. But on the other, it's a mitzvah. You now it's usher to kill your father, and don't hurt your father. Uh-huh. Right there, if it's just a mitzvah, it's just to get permission. So don't do what it's. But now the Gemara comes back like everybody said, "Petizvara, And is this logical? Like Svara, again, the same word. Like before we had Mistara means it is logical. Now Vitizra, it's like Vitizra, and is it logical? Is a question for me. Vitizra, is it logical? Got the Khanan? Vitizra? Is it logical to say such a thing? Did you ever in your life have a mitzvah to kill your father? Be'ilama on our mitzvah. Rather, whether according to Ma'amaritz holds the mitzvah to kill, to the girl Adam to kill him, to kill the murderer. Feidna and Landa Amar Rishus. So whether you go according to the man, the Amar holds, you have permission. Mishari, is it allowed? If Shari means permitted, like mutter. Is it permitted ever to, for a person to kill their father? Here is a mitzvah for the girl Adam to kill him. So you might say it again. It is Mura, is it logical? What you're saying? That you're supposed to kill your father? Feidna and Landa Amar. Whether you go according to the man, the Amar, who says mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to kill the Ritzeah. Feidna and Landa Amar, whether you go according to the Amar Rishus, Mi Shari, is it permitted? Is it ever permitted to kill your father? Vaha Amar Barabuna, but Rav Abba Barabuna said, the Chayin Tan is Rav Ishmael. Also, we learned it in the base Medrash of Rav Ishmael, Lakol. In every scenario, doesn't matter what it is, even go Adam, we don't care. Ein Haben Na'as HaShliach, the son cannot become a messenger, La'aviv toward his father, La'akosu to ever hit him, U'lekel Lasser to curse him. Which Rashi is putting meaning. A son is never allowed to hit his own father or to excommunicate him. For example, let's say a son, he's usually the guy investing who gives malchus. That's his job. Right? The big rabbis don't sit there whooping. They get a guy you know who's busy working out. He's the guy who gives the malchus investing. Now let's say it comes out that today this guy's father deserves malchus. Is he allowed to whip his father? No. The son, even if you're the best in Shliach, you're not allowed to be a messenger of a messenger to whip your father. Let someone else do the job for it. Or live, kill a lesser to curse him, which Rashi doesn't mean to put him in Nidu. Let's say you're the secretary of best, right? And you have to be the guy to put out all the signs to excommunicate somebody. It's your father, you're not allowed to do it. Get a different secretary today. Get a substitute to secretary. Get someone else to print out the signs today and seal all the forms today. You're not allowed to do that. If it's your father. Unless one. Chutz besides me Mesis. Besides for a case of a Mesis. What's a Mesis?
What
is our? Somebody who is a missionary. Not only he serves Abba Dazara, he convinces other people to serve Abba Dazara. To bow down, to stone, to do all these Abba Dazara. Right? That's a Mesis. So unless a person's father is a Mesis, it doesn't matter how many Abiras he does. No matter what he does, doesn't care if he's killed his own son. We don't care. A son is never allowed to even hit his father, for sure not kill his father, unless it's a scenario of Mesis over there. The family is supposed to kill that family member first, and everybody else also. A person who is doing it there, right? If that's what the pasuk says, let's say a father, someone comes and tells their kids, their family, come and do it with Zara, then they should tell Besten, they should be the first ones to kill him, right? So, unless it's a case where he's trying to convince other people to do it with Zara, you're not allowed to kill your father. That's all. You're never allowed to kill your father. So what's going on now? We still have a problem now. So now we're stuck with a brisa. We have a brisa that says you're allowed to kill your father. What happened over here? What just happened? We have two brisas. One brisa says a son who's a redeemer of blood is not supposed to kill his father. Sounds very nice. What's the other brisa say? React, what does the other brisa say? One brisa says you're not allowed to kill your father. The other brisa says you're allowed to kill your father. So, Fred, what do we try to answer first? Why are you allowed to kill your father? Because we hold, why could you kill your father?
It's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah. If you hold it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to kill him. But what happened? The Gemara said right away, it's not true. You're never allowed to kill your father. Unless he's a missionary, you can't kill your father. So, how do we understand the brisa that says a son can be Gol Adam and kill his father? When did that brisa ever come into play? We're still stuck. When we started with the contradiction between two brises. One brisa said you should kill your father, one brisa said you shouldn't kill your father. Correct? So we're still stuck. So how do you explain the brisa that said you should kill your father? You're not going to kill your father ever. Even if it's a mitzvah, you're not going to kill your father. So why the Gemara say? Chana, what's the Gemara's tarot? You already know this whole Gemara, Chana. What's the Gemara's tarot? What's the word bottom word of the Gemara?
Not your son, your grandson.
There are times in the Tanakh that the people mention your son, but really it's your grandson. Your grandson is really your son.
Oh, so then you're getting yourself in trouble. Don't, wait.
I'm sorry, your grandson is.
Now, come on, that's a, if your grandson.
Really your son, yeah.
No, but if you're going to go with that, then you're going to get stuck. So you're asking the question on the Gemara. The Gemara says it's different. The difference between your son and your grandson. If it's, let's say if a person killed their own son, a person killed Reuben. So his other son, Shimon, cannot go and kill the father. It's his own father. But there's another Goel Hadam here. What about Reuben's son? So Reuben's son also the Goel Hadam. So he could go and kill his grandfather.
We hold like this?
We hold like this? I don't think we hold like this price, because it's a very hard price in the sand.
No, his son, not talking about the Roteach, he's talking about the guy who was killed. His son.
Right.
So, you got the answer. What's down the price?
Son.
How do you kill your father? You had to kill your father ever?
Son.
How the price is that you kill your father?
Son of the guy who got killed. Son. Oh.
Say no, you know whose son is allowed to kill? It's not about the son of the murderer. It's the son of the guy who got killed. Meaning, Reuben had this murderer had the son of Reuben, right? And Reuben had the son. Well, Adam's so smart, but he's gonna kill. So basically, Reuben, or Roteach killed Reuben. So Shimon, Reuben's brother, can't go and kill his father to be the Goel Hadar. Or Reuben's son could go kill his grandfather. So the price that his son could kill is not referring to the murderer's son, they're referring to the victim's son. The victim's son could kill his own grandfather. Now that's also a big chiddush. Because Rashi says, how can you kill your own grandfather? Hanan said, we have Gemara, the Tanakh, all over, they tell us that a son is like Ben Benar, we have a lot of Gemara. The grandson's like a son. We know a grandson is high to give cover to his grandfather. Halacha. You have to give cover to your grandfather yet. And a grandson is like a son in a certain case. So how does Gemara say that you're allowed to kill your grandfather? We know there is a different type of level of covenant you have to give to your grandfather. It's not the same level as a father. But according to this Mishnah Amar, in a case where it's a mitzvah, you're allowed. Like this. Your own father, you have to give him a very high level of honor. And it's not really honoring him to shoot his brains out. It's not so much honor. However, your grandfather, who there's a lower level of cover you have to accord. It's not the same level as the father. That's what Rashi says in Chumash. Rashi says in Chumash that your grandfather is a lower level. It's not the same level as a grandfather. A grandfather is not the same level as a father. It's a notch lower. So if you're in that bracket, when it's a mitzvah, then you should kill him. That's what comes out. A father, you have to give him so much honor, and no mitzvah could override that mitzvah, that the honor you have to give him, you never let it go. A grandfather is a notch lower in his covenant you have to give him. So when it's a mitzvah, we say, forget about it. We know you have to honor him, but today's a mitzvah to shoot him, so today's shooting. That's what comes up for the Gemara. If it's a grandfather, since a lower level of covenant, of course you have to give him covenant. But since
it's older by the feminine rabbi Gemara, that's a mitzvah,
Pasha, even at the end of the day, the Gemara is still only if it's a mitzvah. Nachon. Right, even at the end of the day, that's your grandson. If it's a reshut, we're still not telling you to do it.
Right.
You still have to answer. We're going in Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says the mitzvah. And then if it's a grandfather, so it's a lower cover, then you could do it. Right. Nachon, you got that? We didn't get there, Yaakov. At the end of the Gemara, you're allowed to kill your grandfather. It's according to all opinions, but only according to the opinion it's a mitzvah.
Not even permission or not reshut?
Or not, because it's still your you still have to give a certain level of covenant to your grandfather.
Is that the level of covenant undermine the
not if it's a reshus, reshus just means you have permission. Why should we tell you to kill him? If you have permission, it's not going to undermine. If you have permission, we're not going to tell you to go against the level of covenant to get your grandfather. That's what they say. They bring that over here. That even at the end, if it's a mitzvah and it's your grandfather, you should have to accord a lower level of covenant, then you should kill him.
Even on the way to Gadlus, is it a mitzvah to kill? As a blood redeemer, or is it a permission to kill? On the way to God, that's before he gets to God.
Which case? One on the way, the first time, after Bestin?
After Bestin.
That, Pasha, it's a mitzvah then already. Once he leaves Bestin, if you hold the mitzvah, once he left Bestin, it's already a mitzvah.
It's already a mitzvah to kill.
Yeah. That's what it seems like. Not only, what you're asking, only if he stepped out?
Stepped out of Bestin.
So that's what it sounds
like. He's on his way to God. He's, you know, having
like
his luggage and stuff like that.
Sounds like it. That's why he sent him to Rabbanan, to try to make the guy calm down and tell him, you know. It's really hard. If you ask me a question, if it's a mitzvah, why do you convince him not to do the mitzvah? I'm not sure. You want to say the whole thing of a mitzvah is the only thing I stepped out. It did sound like that a little somewhere along the way. Then Yeri's asking, when do we say it's a mitzvah? When does Shita's a mitzvah? When is it a mitzvah? The mitzvah is the second you walk out of Bezna, only if he steps out of Golos. So it's a good question, really. It sounds like it's only when he steps down. If you mamash hold the mitzvah, it could be only if he steps down.
So before it's a reshus, then it's not a mitzvah.
Even then, even Lefi him, yeah, that's what it comes on a second. Yeah, Nachon, it's only if he stepped out of the home. The Mishnah says, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Read the Mishnah clearly, carefully. What does the Mishnah say on Daf Yud Aleph on the base? It says, Rotzeach sheyatzo chutz lachom. He stepped out of bounds. It's not that he's on the way in. It could be everyone else who is. He stepped out. And here there's a special pasuk that says, if Yatza Yate, if he stepped out, then you should kill him. Then there's a special pasuk telling me.
Then that means that the father would never have a dam. Because even in the first case, it's still just a reshus, it's not a mitzvah.
If he steps out.
No, but I'm saying on his way from
the base. On his way, yeah, on the way from the
base.
You're labeled the Gola Adam. You become labeled the Gola Adam. You are the Gola Adam. You are the Redeemer of Blood. Now, if you kill him, we're not similar to the story. The relatives become, they get stamped, you're Gola Adam. Bessness gives you a heter, a license. If you see this guy at our miklat, we'll give you permission to kill him. They get, you know, they wear a badge, Gola Adam, sure. so no one should kill them. See, he's shooting people. You get a badge, Gola Adam badge, and now if he steps out, then you get shot. You could shoot him. Then it's a mitzvah nechon. But that's what comes out. That's a sign of the one. Only if you stepped in. You're right. Oh, so again, what happened to our Gemara? We have one Bryce that says.
So when you're going, you got the stamp of Shogeg, the two of them are supporting him to Golos, here in Miklat. What's the stamp?
It's for Shus.
It's not a mitzvah.
Even the Rav Yitzchak Glili says a mitzvah, the Golos still can't kill you. Even according to Rav Yitzchak Glili says a mitzvah is, as it, that's what it seems like for the Mishnah. The Mishnah only says it's a mitzvah. It's also based on the pasuk. The psukim say, "In Yatzar Yetsi, if you want now, then you should kill him." That's what the psukim say. That's what it sounds for the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah didn't say it. The Mishnah says, "Retzeach sheyatzar chutz latchum." He stepped out of bounds. The Golodam killed him. It's a mitzvah. That's the question. I mean, there's different psukim. One pasuk says, the second he gets judged, you can't kill him. It's a little complicated. So the Mishnah says only the truth. The Mishnah says he stepped out, but the psukim that we were darshaning in the Gemara over here. For the second after he gets stamped. So what's the good of the goal? Second? No, yeah, it's only when he stepped out. All the psukim. The pasuk says the goal of the founds him outside the boundary and he kills him in Lodan. It sounds like when they're also.
Specified he has Kamar did or not?
No, it's all ethnic wife. Sure, the Gemara said. Because the Gemara says only if we had a different pasuk that said. Ad amdel fnei edel amishpat. It's only once he comes to the mishpat. We had a different pasuk. The Gemara said that clearly. It's only once he stood for a judgment and he got judged, then this whole thing starts.
No, they didn't use that for that. They used that for.
Depends who. That was only the other.
No, Rabbi Eliezer used it.
Only Rabbi Eliezer.
Okay, so then Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Gamliel used that for Sanhedrin.
Yeah, Pajib said that was to make the drushes. It's only once. Pajib said they also learned it's only them. We had a Gemara, it's only them. Nachon, you're right. In this Gemara, when they make the drushes, then that's their drushes. We had a Gemara earlier and said, you can't kill.
I agree with
you. No, not for this pasuk. In the drush of the pasuk, because we were making drush of the pasuk. But the pasuk of Shah and the pasuk the way I understood was. Nachon, you're right. Nachon, that's okay. Now, let's see Rashi here. We can see these Rashis.
Read the hunting lines from the judge game.
What?
Read the hunting lines from the bed game.
Yeah, you got a badge. For sure, it's a mitzvah that I can't. Until now, it's for sure. And like, maybe they stamp you. Until you get to, you get like a rishos. And then, like, after he's there, you get like a new badge, a mitzvah badge.
They put a target on your back.
Yeah, if you're a mitzvah, leave it. And then before you leave it, but like,
I've been with travel.
That's what comes out. Baruch Hashem. So let's see Rashi.
Sorry.
Good. Let's see Rashi. So let's see Rashi. We have to go up a bunch of Rashi. Of Av Shaharik Esaben, a father who kills a son. Let's see Rashi. Av Shaharak Esaben, like right across from the Gilui Nashas. On the right side, it'd be a little bit over there. See Rashi. 13 lines up in the Rashi on the Mishnah. It says in the season, 13 lines up in Rashi. It says, Av Shaharak Esaben. Then, if a father killed a son, then B'nai Hasheni, Rashi explains. See, Rashi says, B'nai Hasheni, when it says B'nai, means B'nai Hasheni, the second son. Na'asa Gol Hadam, he becomes a redeemer of blood. Shal Achab of his own brother. The Hayrig, and he kills, as always going to kill his own father. Then we had another Bryce that says that this brother should not kill his own father. So what do we want to say? Hold this, Tanya. This that we learned in the Braisa. Na'ase, that you do become a Na'ase, you do become, meaning you do become a Goyal Hadam to your own father. That is Rabbi Yosef Glili. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Amr who said, Mitzvah, the Goyal Hadam. It's a mitzvah for the Goyal Hadam to kill the murderer. It's a mitzvah to kill your father. But then Limar asked that, what do you mean? There's no such thing. You can never kill your father. We have a price that times Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi, you're never ever allowed to kill your father unless he's a Mesis. Lakol in haben na'aseh v'cholum. In every scenario, a son is not allowed to become a messenger for Besedin, not to put him in excommunication, not to give him malchus, nothing. Lakol aver shebiter, for all avers of the Torah, no matter what he does, even if he kills somebody. In haben, the son does not na'aseh, does not become shliach Besedin, a messenger of Besedin, although on his father, to carry things down against his father. Lo la kaisay, not to give him whipping, lo la nadaisay, not to put him in excommunication, to nidui. Chutz beside for Mesis, when he convinces other people to do a desire. So how can you say if a son should kill his father? Be Goyal Adam.
Back to what we were talking about before. Don't we owe every single Jew kavod to a certain extent?
Yeah, but not if it's a mitzvah, or you need a rishos. The Torah gives you a rishos.
No, but so if you owe every Jew kavod, then how can you say that if it's just the rishos to kill?
Not the same level. The answer is different levels of kavod. Kavod of every Jew, kavod of a grandfather.
So what I'm asking is, for, in terms of a grandfather, for a father, okay, but for a grandfather, does that level of covenant, which we know is lower than the level of covenant owed to a father, is that still enough to bounce up for shoes for...
No, it's not. For shoes. For shoes it would. For shoes it would.
For shoes it would.
Because it's higher than what's it's higher than a regular person. Because if it's your shoes, you can't kill him. It's your shoes. Don't kill your grandfather. It's your shoes.
How do you know?
Pasha, not because you have to give it a certain level of covenant. I'll tell you, the chiddush is the other way. How do you know that you could even kill him when on that level?
Of a mitzvah or of your shoes?
If it's a mitzvah. Even that is cheetah's like the other cheetah argues on it.
We're saying even from it doesn't matter because even when there's a mitzvah to kill your own father, you still have to do it despite the fact that you have to honor him.
Now Maskana's a Gemara, that's the Gemara thought for a minute. The Gemara said that can't be, that's not true.
No, not in this case, but in the case we're about to come to.
Of Mesis. Uh-huh, that's a very extreme case, because since he needs to be so bad, then we don't care anymore.
So I'm asking, is the level of honor that you give that's close to your grandfather closer to the level of honor that you give to every Jew, or closer to the level of
close to your father? Because it's even a Rashi, we'll speak about it in a minute. The Rashi says the honor of your grandfather is not as much as your father. He's saying it's similar to your father, it's much closer to your father. What?
It's related to the father.
It's much closer than a regular person. Like that's the Shiva's Chiddush, which means fine. So let's see the next Rashi. Hey Gimel means Hachi Garsinan. This is the Gersi you have in the Gemara. So what was the Gemara's answer? We have one Bryce that says you should kill your father. One Bryce says you shouldn't kill your father. How could a Bryce that tell you to kill your father? Elo Leikash. Habibnei, this is your son. So his own son, a son is not allowed to kill a father. Habibnei, if it's a grandson. So Haladet Tanya, this we learned in a Bryce. Ein Benoi Nasa Goyal Adam. Your son does not become a redeemer of blood. He cannot kill his father. Benoi. We're referring to the son of the murderer. So you can't go and kill your own father to kill your brother. This we learned in the Braisa, Na'asa Loi Goyal Hadam, that you do become a Goyal Hadam. So which son was that? It was the son of the one who got killed, of the victim, the one who got killed. Ka'amar, that's what we're saying, he should kill. Shehu ben Benoi Shel Ritzeah, he is a grandson of the Ritzeah. And here's the big line that Rashi says, you're not warned on the covet of your grandfather, Rashi, and therefore you're allowed to kill him. Now, so what's Rashi saying? If it's your father, your own father, you're not allowed to kill him. If it's your grandfather, you're allowed to kill him. Why? So Rashi says you're not warned on his covet. Now, if you look at this Rashi, Rabbi Akiva Eger, right away, asked a big question. It was really simple. Chanan's question. We know you are five for your grandfather's covenant. Right? Because if you look at, right before it says the Ainim Muzer al Kfaydi, there's a little thing, like a no cross sign. See, there's a thing with a circle and a thing. Who's that? That's the Gilyan HaShas. That is the margin of Shas. Whose margin of Shas? Is that Rav Akiva Eger's margin on the Shas? We have Rav Akiva Eger's margin, his questions and different answers he had on his side of his Gemara. That's what we have. It's called the Gilyan HaShas. If you look on the side of the Gilyan HaShas,
when did he exist?
He was in the Achrenim. He existed probably.
Still exists.
His body existed.
The margin.
I don't know exactly. I'm trying to look it up exactly. What exactly was? He was from the Achrayim. He wasn't a Rishon. He was an Achrayim. So there was a Rishon like 500. He could have been 250. No, he was an Achrayim. He wasn't a Rishon. Like 250 years ago. Not so long ago.
Thank you.
I don't know exactly. If you look up the timeline. But not so long. He wasn't like the what's it called? Maybe 500. Not so long.
He wasn't. He was Achrayim.
Yeah, sure. That's a Rishon. He was an Achrayim. He was an Achrayim. Yeah. Fine. So what does he say in the second Rekiva Eger? If you see what he says, the Beis Dalad Hebi B'Dibur Amasel Hachi Garsina Ela B'Fu Ve'Ena Wazer Achpoit. Says Ayin B'Drushes Haranach Parshas Talda. So he's saying, look at drushes of some safer Haranach in Parshas Talda. So usually Rekiva Eger is guiding us. He's guiding him, reminding himself because of something. Now we're here in the stand thing. He wanted to bring down. I guess they googled what this drushes Haranach is. They found the safer, which now appears in a different safer they found. Basically, it says like this. It asks the question. It's a stira to Rashi and Chumash. This Rashi is a contradiction to Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash says that a person is not chayiv as much covet to his grandfather as his father. As much. He said, Enoi, what Rashi said? It's here somewhere. He said he's not chayiv as much covet to his grandfather as his father, which means you have to give some honor to your grandfather.
Right.
This Rashi says, what does this Rashi say? In a Muslim court, you're not warned on coming to your grandfather, therefore you're allowed to kill him. Nachon? So, what is the answer? The answer, of course, Rashi here doesn't mean you don't have to give any honor. He means you don't have to give the same level of honor like he said to Rashi and Chumash. So, if it's your father, and you have to give a very high level of honor, you're not allowed to kill him, even if it's a mitzvah, you're not going to kill him. The Torah, you're never going to kill him. It's amazing, unless it's amazing, you're never going to kill him. If it's your grandfather, here, let's say, you have a father. A father is the highest level of covenant. The father is the highest level of kavod. So even if it's a mitzvah, even if you tell me it's a mitzvah, you can't kill him. Too bad. This is level one kavod. Right? This is kavod level one. Level one. The grandfather, let's say Salah, he is level two. So him, if it's a mitzvah, then you can't kill him.
It's grandson.
Grandson for a grandfather. It's a grandfather. If it's a mitzvah, you can't kill him. So it's level two. Right? And if it's not a Jew, a nice Yisra, so even if it's a Rishos, then you could kill him. He deserves to get killed. He's a Goel Adar. That's what I'm saying. When Rashi says here, you don't have to give honor to your grandfather, it doesn't mean you don't have to give any honor. He means like Rashi, it's a lower level. And this opinion holds. So that level, it's in a mitzvah you can. Now, of course, the other sheet, the other brisa argues on this. There are two brises. One brisa says that a father, you're not allowed to kill.
Right.
A father, you're not allowed to kill. Right? The other brisa says, a grandfather, you are allowed to kill. Now, the first brisa doesn't necessarily hold like this. The first brisa will argue. The first brisa says, maybe a grandfather, you also can't kill. That's just they speak out. That doesn't mean the other brisa agrees. The chiddush to say this brisa chiddush. They say you can kill your grandfather.
Is there one opinion of Rabbi Akiva? One opinion?
No, we're fell off of that. Even if it's a mitzvah, you still. I mean, even if it's a mitzvah.
Even if it's a mitzvah.
Yeah.
You can only kill your grandfather.
According to one, yeah.
According to so that.
It comes out that one brisa was talking about your grandfather. The other brisa is only talking about your father, so you can't kill your father. And it's very possible that brisa will also hold you can't even kill
your grandfather.
So wasn't
holding it wasn't saying this is like this and this is like that. It's not saying that the brisa is like Rabbi Akiva.
My father, why fall off of that? Why says it's not true, it's not gonna help me. Even if it's a mitzvah, you can't kill your father. So if it's a mitzvah, you still they speak out of here in the balance, but you still say to mitzvah, should you still can't kill your grandfather. You still have to get a level two of cover. So even if it's a Rishos, you still can't kill your grandfather. That's what they say over here. It's important. Even if you can kill your grandfather, let's refresh. It's a Rishos. You think you can still kill your grandfather? Unless you still feel level 2 of cover. So even if it's a Rishos, you still can't kill your grandfather. He needs level 2. The only person you can kill if it's a Rishos is a regular nice Jew who's a Goel Adar. If it's your grandfather, you owe him level 2. So if it's a mitzvah, you could do it.
What about your rabbi? Know that the cover is likened to that of the father, since even higher than the father.
And I thought it's a good question. It could be very possible, similar. You wouldn't be able to ask it. It's a good question. It could be it's like your father. You know, halacha brings it's like your father.
Yeah, in a certain way, but Kavod Av, meaning, the Rebbeim also is ushered through a lot of these things. You have to give Kavod to the Rebbe, the same Kavod they have to give to the father. So if it's not Kavod, it could be, I'm not sure what level Kavod it is. Meaning, the truth is, Rav Tzvi is right. It says you have to give more Kavod to your friends, to your Rebbe, more, because he gives you next world, and this world, and the next world, and your father only gives you this world. So I don't know, it sounds like you wouldn't be able to kill your Rebbe. The Bryce only says that your father. It's a good question. So it would seem like your Rebbe also can't kill your own Rebbe.
You're just saying that.
You're just saying that.
You're just saying, alright, well, everyone else, you're covering this.
Yeah. No, Pasha, it's not funny, right? I don't know for sure, but that's what it sounds like. So tomorrow, as the Shem, we start the Mishnah with a new.
Thanks. So I was waiting for the next Mishnah.